Radio Service, National Radio Club.
Welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for November 2002. This is issue number 212, and I'm your host, Fred Vobey, the publisher of the DX Audio Service. Our address is 706 McKenzie Drive, that's McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. The telephone number here in the studio is 419-228-6223. And if you're on the internet, you can send me email at fredv, that's F-R-E-D-V, at nrcdxas.org. Well, Jerry Starr is visiting his daughter down south, so we have John Bowker to kick off this edition of the DX Audio Service. John?
Well, thanks, Fred, and hello, everyone. Let's swing into the DX Audio Service.
National Radio Club.
Today, we will begin and finish the 750 dial position on the Travelog. But, you know, this is one of the least populated frequencies on the whole dial in this continent. 17 U.S. stations. We're missing one station on this clear channel frequency, operating from Petoskey, Michigan. It just came on the air a year or two ago, and we simply haven't been up that far north in Michigan since it came on the air, so I'm sorry about that. But we better get started if we're going to hear what the Travelog collection has on tape and CDs and mini-disc. We have over 100 recordings of stations at 750, and I've just tried to pick out a few that help tell the story of what's going on this frequency, including a very brief one to get us started on the November 2002 DX Audio Service Travelog.
It's 10 o'clock. Mike Hickok has the news update next from AM 75 WHEB Portland.
Now, you may be scratching your head on that one. Let me assure you that WHEB was a well-functioning broadcasting station on the New Hampshire coast when I was first DXing back in the 40s. My home was a couple of hundred miles to the due east of Portsmouth, and at night I would try to hear that station once in a while, because that's where my mother was born, in fact. But I rarely had any luck, what with that paint burner down in Atlanta dominating all the way up into Vermont. But since I'd missed Petoskey, Michigan for you, I thought I'd throw that one in for balance. Okay. We're going to move now to the northeast corner of Pennsylvania as we work our way across the U.S., listening only to the 750 dial position.
This is AM 75 WWAX Oliphant. News time is 3 o'clock. Here with the update is Karen Howard.
Good afternoon, everyone. 73 degrees on a rainy Labor Day. I'll have the complete forecast.
Yeah, that's kind of clean, but as usual, there's a story that goes with the recording. I was on my way home to New Jersey from the first convention that was ever held in Lima, Ohio. And you'll never guess who hosted it. Of course, it was Fred Vobey. There were a bunch of stations all along U.S. Route 6, all the way across Pennsylvania, and the trip took me a full day and most of the night just to catch all those stations along there. And I'm kind of glad I did, because, in fact, I've not revisited that part of the Commonwealth since then. However, fortunately, Clark Ingram was there just recently and was able to snag a tape of the new situation in Oliphant.
WAAT, Oliphant, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre. Way after 6.
Yeah. I don't know what way after 6 really means, but that's a very popular call sign, WAAT. It has appeared in at least Newark and Trenton, New Jersey in the years past. Well, let's move on south a little bit. Here's an interesting study. This next station is on a clear channel frequency, and it's located in a big city of Baltimore. And listen to their program choice at the dinner hour.
So for the finest in paint finishes, call Walter J. at 282-4207.
Sleep all day, dance all night, dance on the table, it's all right. Sleep all day, dance all night, dance on the table, it's all right.
And it's 6 o'clock and you're listening to WBMD Baltimore AM 750, the family polka program. Vin Szymanski, your host today. Connie, she has the day off on this beautiful Memorial Day weekend. Here's one of the big band sounds, Jimmy Sturr.
We're gonna have a ball. We're going to a dance. Everyone will be there for some sweet romance.
You know, I should rush to point out that WBMD has now developed into a religious teaching station, so that recording, 11 years old as it is, doesn't really represent their present sound. But, you know, that market is still there, I'm sure, and none of the logs suggest to me, at least, that any other Baltimore area station has stepped up to satisfy that substantial ethnic audience? I don't know. Maybe someone in that area can set me straight, though. Well, our next stop this month is way down in North Carolina.
WAUG New Hope, Raleigh. Network News.
That's all we got. And as we've told you many times before, that's all we used to keep. Oh, dear, that's getting over in the furniture capital area of our nation. Lots of stations over there competing for only a modest-sized market, I've always thought. And they always seem to have so many call sign changes around that area that when we get up there, there isn't time to redo WAUG, it seems. So what can I tell you? But that points us in the general direction of the dominant voice on 750 in the continental United States, the only one licensed for 50,000 watts at night on this channel. Welcome south, brother.
Find out where the traffic jams. Skycopter Skyplane Service brings you all the traffic information. News Talk Radio, AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
AM 750 WSB, time at the tone, 9 o'clock.
Good morning, I'm Bob Glasgow in the AM 750 WSB News Center.
Kind of tells it all, doesn't it? Now, there's nothing to the south of Atlanta for us this month, and we find nothing at 750 on the dial in Alabama or Tennessee or Kentucky. So the next state on the list is West Virginia.
Channel 750 WPDX now begins another day of broadcasting to northern and central West Virginia. WPDX operates on the assigned clear channel frequency of 750 kilohertz with a daytime operating power of 1,000 watts as authorized by the Federal Communications Commission. WPDX studios and offices are located at 139 and 1/2 West Main Street in Clarksburg, West Virginia. Our tower and transmitter facilities are located off of Route 19, south of Clarksburg. Good morning and welcome to Big X Country.
Good morning, and how are you today?
Well, we're just fine, thank you very much. And many of you may recall that Clarksburg is right near Bridgeport in West Virginia. And since we're skipping over the state of Michigan, as I explained earlier, our next stop will be virtually in the backyard of our own son John's house, just outside Valparaiso, Indiana. This was a religious formatted station when they first went on the air, and they put a great signal into Chicago. But they've changed to what is loosely called an ethnic format. And if that's what you're about to hear, I really don't know that I would have called it an ethnic format. What would you make of Chick Chat?
Would you like me to seduce you?
You're listening to Chick Chat on WNBZ AM 750, Portage, Indiana.
One of the oddest things about that station is it's at the lowest dial position of any station in the state of Indiana, 750. Well, we're going to cross the Mississippi River now and go back to 1993 in Lebanon, Missouri.
Pause here for station identification. This is the Royals Radio Network.
You're listening to Kansas City Royals Baseball on Regional Radio, KJEL Lebanon.
Nothing to it. Now the Royals win it 4-3. Pretty dramatic home run by Harvey Pulliam, the Royals who had been leading most of the day.
And in fact, that station has changed its call letters from KJEL. And yes, we have a recording of the new station. There's a funny story, I guess, that goes with what you're about to hear. It's one of the shorter recordings of any station, but it was made on a boombox recorder, and I was running across a parking lot to get out of the rain. And you're going to hear what happens on the cassette tape when you're running.
We're KBN in Lebanon. 750 on your dial. I'm Tim O'Donnell.
Anyway, that's all I can take of that. Sorry it happened, but you can hear how the tape just bounces right off the heads.
Unmissed.
unmistakably Christian radio.
K-N-O.
Gretna.
New Orleans.
USA Radio Network News. This is Heather Scott. Major League Baseball history could be made today as the Cardinals open a two-game series with the Cubs in St. Louis.
Okay. I'll have to leave to you what game that was, but I had recorded that in the motorhome, racing home from the San Antonio NRC DX Audio Service convention back a few years ago. Remember that great time we had? And there was a tropical storm coming up through the Gulf, and we were afraid it was going to take aim at our motorhome. So I taped that station as we went through, and I didn't hear any station break. And it wasn't until I got home and played it back like 2 months later that I said, hey, I got the station, KKNO. And if you've missed it, play the tape again. You'll hear it. Oh, boy. Back in 1991, we went all across the United States on that southern route, and we picked up this dandy ID.
La Primera, KAMA, AM El Paso, KAMA, FM El Paso.
La Primera!
Gosh, you know, either I've learned Spanish rather well, or that fellow gave the station break in English. I'm not. Maybe my modest efforts to pick up some Spanish have paid off. Well, let's go up into Oklahoma next.
KSEO AM, Durant, Oklahoma, playing the greatest hits of all time.
Leroy, boy, is that you?
You know, that was recorded from the campus of Austin College in Sherman, Texas. We went over to Sherman to visit the college bookstore. And why, you want to know? Well, because the mascot, you see, of Austin College is a kangaroo. And the mascot of our motorhome, painted on the side all over the Bounder motorhome, was a kangaroo. We must have spent nearly $3 in that bookstore after driving about 100 miles round trip. But by golly, we got KSEO right there.
Está usted escuchando KMMJ, Grand Island, la voz de Nebraska.
HSN Noticias, yo soy Luis para España. Eso es lo que está pasando en Tegucigalpa, Honduras, el aeropuerto 8.
Oops, I guess maybe my Spanish needs a little further attention. That wasn't as clear to me as the one from El Paso. You know, in the lower 48 states, there are only three stations on this frequency using 50,000 watts during the daytime. And Polson, Montana is one of them.
Home of the country legends, 50,000 watts, 750 KERR, Polson, Yellow Bay, Big Fork. Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Bob Hart.
Westward ho into the Beehive State.
More entertainment for your dollar at home satellite dish.
Heartland Radio, KOAL, 750 AM, Price, Utah.
ABC News, I'm John Belmont. Some of the most painful testimony yet at the Simpson trial.
Sort of dates that one, doesn't it? Okay, here comes the third of the three 50 KW stations in the lower 48. And what is this?
This is the John and Ken Show.
I couldn't resist.
KXL, Portland, Vancouver, Salem. News Radio 750. We're on it.
CBS News, this is David Jackson. There's rough weather trouble again.
And we venture now out of the lower 48. This, ladies and gentlemen, was Alaska's first broadcasting station. It started in 1924.
Coming up in the 2 o'clock hour, Dave Stroh in for Michael Rogers with music from Carly Simon. Elton John will be along, all for one.
Well, that's a wrap on the 750 dial position. I certainly want to thank the contributors to this program segment, Clark Ingram and Mark Durenberger, Mark Strickert, Ron Clark, my wife Linda, who always keeps track of where we are when I'm driving, And there are, of course, many others of you who have sent in IDs that are all safely in the collection, but just may not have been used today. And I want to thank you all. You see, it really works. And next comes the DX Digest with Bruce Conti, up where I imagine it's beginning to get a little chilly. I should think up in Nashua, New Hampshire. National Radio
Club. Hello, DXers. I'm Bruce Conti, and this is the DX Digest. This month, they listen back to September during the NRC DXAS convention when Scott Feibusch was a guest on the Steve Lavelli broadcast on WBZ News Radio 1030 in Boston. It was a talk radio show about radio, covering a variety of topics, including HD radio, waterpath reception, pirate radio, DXing, and the NRC DXAS convention, featuring phone-ins by listeners at the convention.
What better thing to do than to sit back a little bit and talk about radio? And to do that, we have a guy in here who not only knows a whole lot about radio, and B, a whole lot about this radio station in particular. He also knows a whole lot about just about every radio station in New England and a couple of other states nearby. His name is Scott Feibusch. He used to work here at WBZ Radio. And he, for years, as I mentioned to Jordan Rich before the news, ran a newsletter online called New England Radio Watch, which has, in the last few years, become Northeast Radio Watch, as he's expanded his horizons a bit. He's got some other credits, too. We're going to get into that. He has a website called Feibusch.com, and the man is all about radio. So, Scott, it's wonderful to have you on the radio. Thanks for coming in.
It is great to be back here at 1170 Soldiers Field Road after a few years.
Now, what was your job here? It was behind the scenes, as they say.
I was, you know, the news radio doesn't happen by accident. And there are a lot...
Sometimes you think it does, but it's not true.
Yeah, well, occasionally it does. There are a lot more people involved. You know, you hear Anthony, and you hear Diane, and you hear Gary and Deb. You know, I was one of those drones toiling behind the scenes, writing the words that came out of their mouths, and making the phone calls, and lining up the broadcast and all of that. And somewhere in there, found time to put together some anniversary broadcasts for the station, the whole 75th anniversary shindig.
Yes.
A few years ago, and deep into the archives, learn what I could about one of New England's pioneering radio stations.
The show is the Steve Lavelli Broadcast. The station is WBZ, News Radio 1030. The phone number is 617-254-1030.
12:35 in Boston. Let's go out to Ohio. Dave, you're on WBZ.
Hi, Steve and Scott. It's a pleasure to be on WBZ, and I'd like to wish you both greetings from the 2002 National Radio Club Convention in Lima, Ohio.
Well, hello, Dave. I wish I could be out there with you right now. This man who is on the phone right now, I got to tell you a little about this guy who's on the phone. His name is Dave Marthaus. He owns his own radio station down in beautiful Brookneal, Virginia. Dave is blind. He is the only blind broadcast station owner that I have ever met, and he does a phenomenal job down there. And one of these days, I'm going to get down to Brookneal, Virginia, and hang out for a while.
You've been threatening that for years, but you haven't shown up yet.
Hey, I made it onto the Lavelli broadcast, finally. I'll get to you, too. It takes a while, but I hope it's worth it in the end.
What kind of a station do you have down there, Dave?
Okay, actually, Steve, what it is, it's a little 1 kilowatt AM station on 1230 kilohertz. It's WODI, as Scott said, and the format is Cool Oldies and Hot Talk, and we are one of the few full-service small-market AMs in Southern Virginia.
Oh, that's
great.
We've
been on the air under our management for about 5 years. Anyway, the reason I called is I want to send regards to Scott, of course. He should be out here with us, but things like weddings get in the way.
Family's important,
but,
you know.
I'd like to kind of bounce something off his brains on behalf of all of us who are sitting here in the hospitality suite at the moment. You're talking about all the technology of that's coming online in the future, things like XM satellite radio, Sirius satellite radio. You just touched on the Internet. How do you feel that this is going to have an impact on, quote, traditional, unquote, radio?
Well, you got to understand, first of all, the group this is coming from is called the National Radio Club. Has been around now for nearly 70 years, and these are guys and gals too who listen to distant AM radio stations.
Oh, yes.
And who make a hobby of sitting there trying to tune in Tunisia or what have you. And they're still at it. It is a hobby that is smaller than it once was. You know, there was a day when everybody did this because it was the only way to listen to radio. It's getting harder. Certainly traditional radio has so much more to compete with and to compete against, whether it's MP3s, whether it's streaming audio, whether it's 175 choices on the television, and now the next things that are coming in are satellite radio, which we'll talk about some more, I hope, in the next hour or so, and digital over-the-air broadcast radio. There are some questions about how digital radio, when it comes here to the AM dial, is going to affect distant reception or even local reception of traditional analog AM. And this is a technology that's been around now for, in one form or another, close to 100 years. And you can take a receiver, like the ones out in the lobby of this very building, as a matter of fact, that was built 70 years ago, and turn it on, and it can still pick up this broadcast just as well. And by the way, will sound better than just about any radio you can buy today.
That's just about true. That is just about true, yeah.
When you have this huge base of installed technology that's in existence, to try to make a transition from that to a new system that's going to have receivers that at least initially will cost $300 or $400, it's a tough sell to make to people. And you certainly don't want to do it, if you're a broadcast station owner, in a way that's going to damage the huge investment that you have in a 50,000-watt clear channel AM radio station. So it's a difficult transition to make. We'll talk more about that. I want to get back to that issue.
Dave, since you're one of those old-fashioned AMDXers, help me out. As a guy who is heard every night on a clear channel radio station, or at least what used to be a clear channel radio station, as the way the business has changed and they're letting other stations creep onto our spot on the dial around the country or right next to us in other spots, make the case for me, help me make this case for the importance of why do we need big radio stations like this or KDKA in Pittsburgh or WLW or other stations around the country, KMOX, that people can pick up far away. At one time, the purpose was obvious. 60 years ago, it was obvious why we needed these radio stations. Is there a need for them today?
Well, I don't think there's as much of a need for clear channels now as it was 60 years ago, because there's so much more medium. First of all, 60 years ago, FM radio was essentially experimental for the most part. There was FM, but it was in a very embryonic state. However, now with so much local medium, the need for clear channels is less, although I must admit, if I put on my DX cap at the moment, that I do miss the clears. It is a lot noisier to listen to long-distance stuff in the wee small hours of the morning. So I kind of view that with ambivalence, although I do see why the DX stations and the clears had to break up, just due to the fact that there are more media choices out there, and as opposed to someone sitting in Illinois trying to listen to a station in Boston or New York City, they've got their own local AM or FM studio station carrying network feeds or whatever. So I got to admit, I'm ambivalent on that issue, Steve.
All right. Yeah, well, if the local station was carrying local programming, I'd say, well, okay, that's better than listening to a station from Boston if you're in Illinois. But since they're all carrying the same syndicated and network shows, anyway.
I'm with Steve on this one. I mean, that's the last great fun that's left in listening to the AM dial at night.
That's why I said I'm ambivalent about it, Scott. I kind of lean toward that, which you're talking about.
There's the ever-shrinking number of stations where you've got a Steve Lavelli sitting there all night long taking phone calls from wherever people happen to be calling in. Other than that, what's out there these days? It's getting harder and harder to find local programming at night on the AM dial, and it gets to the point where you say, all right, if it's a choice between still having reception at WBZ in Illinois or putting a new station on 1030 out there, if the station that might get interfered with isn't a BZ and isn't doing this kind of programming all night long, it becomes a harder sell to make.
Yeah, how much of a service is it actually to the local audience? Yeah. Dave, what are you guys doing at the National Radio Club this week?
Okay, what we're doing basically is, as we do every year, we have our convention every Labor Day weekend, and there are people from all over the country. In fact, a few folks from out of the country. We have somebody here from Brazil, another gentleman from Jamaica, and a whole bunch of folks from north of the border in Canada. And what we do is basically swap technical information as how to pull in these distant signals, talk about radio formats, talk about the state of the radio industry, particularly the AM industry, have tours of various radio stations. There was a tour of the Clear Channel stations here in Lima this afternoon yesterday afternoon that a few folks went to. And we have a nice banquet, a hospitality suite, and all sorts of fine food and drink as well to to partake of during the course of the weekend.
I'll bet. And you guys must have a website.
Yes, the website is www.nrcdxas.org. Again, I'll do it one more time for the West Coast, www.nrcdxas.org. And there's tons of pictures, tons of information, and it's a great website put together by our webmaster, Fred Vobey. And also a lot of us in the NRC are not only radio hobbyists, but broadcasters, former broadcasters, current broadcasters, so it's an interesting homogenization of radio folk.
Sounds like fun. Hey, thanks very much for making us a part of your night and giving us a call. I appreciate it.
Well, let's have a cheer, guys, for BZ, huh?
Okay. Good to hear from you, Dave. Give everybody my best out there.
Take Bye-bye. Care. Thank you very much.
All right, those guys, by the way, next year they'll be in Dallas, and I believe 2 years from now they will be in Rochester, New York for their convention.
Very good. We're talking with Scott Feinbusch from Feinbusch.com and the Northeast Radio Watch about radio. And we have so many topics we want to cover. Let's go back to the phones. A lot of people calling in. Let's go to Brighton. Glenn, you're on WBZ.
Hey, let's talk about radio, shall we?
Yes.
I wanted to comment on, without actually mentioning stations, the myth that is, well, I'm 49 years old, and I've been an AMDXer since I was 7. And the AM band at night is such a mess because a lot of stations that used to go off at sundown now reduce themselves to, oh, I don't know, 5 watts, 10 watts, 1500, whatever. You know, grossly low power, but it's just enough to make a mess.
It has become much more crowded out there. I have a problem in Rochester now hearing WBZ sometimes.
Ooh.
Because we have a station on 1040 that's about 20 miles south of Rochester that's licensed to be on the air all night long.
That was Jim with what's the one in Iowa?
Out in Des Moines, yeah, on 1040. And can we say stations that are out of the market?
In Des Moines,
there?
Sure.
We'll say who it is. Yeah, we can.
In Des Moines, you can do it.
WHO, there we go.
WHO, yeah.
But what's happened is that the FCC has increasingly broken down what were once the big clear channels. There was a time when WBZ was the only thing on this frequency in the entire country after dark. And gradually that got reduced. They said, okay, we'll put a station on in Casper, Wyoming that can be on. And now it's at the point where WBZ and the other, what were the old 1A clears, as they were called, they're protected within 750 miles at night. Outside that, it's free game.
Mm-hmm.
If you can squeeze a station on, you can squeeze a station on. On top of that, the AM spectrum has become increasingly noisy.
Yes.
Yeah. As you have computer monitors
towers.
All over the place.
Cell phone towers.
Yeah, cell phone towers to an extent. Those LED traffic signals now.
Do some stations have what they call a no, where they put like a carrier to prevent them from going?
Absolutely. Stations are licensed with directional antennas. WBZ, actually BZ is directional, just to pull the signal in from the ocean and not waste it on all the ships at sea. But stations, and most of them here in Boston, are very directional. There are a lot of stations that claim 50,000 watts, and they are, but they're pulled into the point where you can't hear them in Worcester.
Yeah.
After dark, or sometimes you can't even hear them in Framingham
after
Framingham,
dark. Framingham, exactly.
As
exactly.
The case may be, which is, by the way, a huge advantage for BZ. It's the big metro area covering AM signal. A lot of these stations were designed back in the 40s to cover what was then the extent of the metro area, and whoever dreamed that the growth areas would be out past 495 years later. Nobody even thought about it. And so those signals don't cover out there. They can't expand out there because the dial's essentially full. They've got a problem now. So it's a problem for a lot of these AM stations. They can't even cover the markets they're trying to cover.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Conversely, it's an advantage for BZ because it can.
Yeah, the smaller AM stations in Boston really can't cover what's considered the entire metro or the entire ratings area now.
Especially as it keeps growing.
As it keeps growing and includes, for example, the northern part of Worcester County. And there are some stations in Boston that you can't hear there. And certainly the stations in Gardner and Fitchburg and Leominster, you can't hear them here. So those stations, they don't really have a chance in the ratings because they're competing against stations like this one that you can hear everywhere in the market.
But there is, it's a huge engineering challenge, especially if you go up against FM, where you can put the radio anywhere, it'll basically work. With AM, people don't want to be bothered. Oh, well, if you put it in the window and tilt it 90 degrees,
right.
I'll do that. You'll do that.
Right. I will, too.
Glenn will do that.
Right.
The guys out in Ohio will do that. Most people won't.
That's right.
I'll string a wire somewhere.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I had one more quick question.
Sure.
If I were to go, if I were to go like one of these 1 milliwatt, well, 1/10 of a watt, like, you know, these par 15 stations. If I went on the internet, if I played music, would I not have to subscribe to ASCAP? I hear that you do have to if you do that.
It's kind of the same question of if I do 95 on the Mass Pike, will I get a ticket? It all depends on whether or not you get caught. Yeah. Is about what it comes down to. In theory, yeah, you're supposed to. There are a few micro broadcasters in this area. There are a lot of micro broadcasters.
Yeah, there sure are.
There are a few who have worked out these sorts of agreements and are actually paying some money. A lot of them are finding that, again, the music licensing agencies and RIAA, looking for this pot of money that isn't there, are trying to get more out of them than it's worth, and so it's easier for them to just play ignorant, and if nobody finds out they exist.
Yeah. A lot of par 15s are jamming each other, which kind of defeats the purpose of it, because then neither one gets a good...
And, of course, that, too, adds to the cluttering of the AM dial.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's bad enough just with the stuff that's licensed, and you have the stuff that's licensed but stays on the air too late, and the stuff that isn't licensed at all. It's a crowded band out there. No way around it.
Yeah, and also BZ wants to be the last station on the planet to get an 800 number.
Yes, and so far it looks like we're going to be it.
Yeah.
You know, when long distance is 4 cents a minute, it doesn't matter as much as it used to, I think.
That's true. Nights and weekends are free for a lot of the people who call in.
Yeah.
All right, Glenn, thank you very much.
Sure, bye-bye.
Take care. Let me give one other question, talking about how crowded the AM band is. Aside from the traffic information that the state is running on a particular highway, is there much happening above 1600 on the AM band after they extended that so people could be up to 1700 or so? Is there much happening?
The answer is yes, but not in New England.
Oh, okay.
The way the FCC allotted, because they opened up the AM dial used to end at 1600. And then about 10 years ago, they said, okay, you can go up to 1700. We've worked it out. You can go up there. The way they tried to do it, which made some sense, was to allocate these frequencies to stations that would eliminate a lot of existing interference by moving off of their space on the existing dial. The trouble is stations got these new frequencies and then didn't move, and they haven't been enforcing the rule that's supposed to say 5 years and you've picked one or the other, but you got to get rid of one. The other problem is that stations on the edges of the country would eliminate less interference by moving, and so they never got those allocations in the first place. There was one expanded band allocation in all of New England that was supposed to go up to Rochester, New Hampshire on 1700, never got built. They were very happy to stay where they are on the dial, 100 kilohertz below us right now. And they're still there. They have, from what I can tell, no intention of moving to 1700 and no reason why they would.
But nobody else can because they still have that right to? Or?
And because the FCC realized, okay, this didn't quite work the way we planned, so we're just going to kind of not talk about this for a while. And they're not taking new applications for the most part. There's a freeze on expanded band applications. There are parts of the country where it's up and on the air and functioning. There are stations in New York City and in New Jersey and get out into the Midwest. It's a great thing for DXers when these first started up. Because it's proof that if the band is quiet and there aren't many stations on a frequency, even if you've only got 1,000 watts, if you're the only thing on that frequency, you can cover the country.
People
up here were ecstatic. The guys up in New Hampshire who are DXers, which, by the way, refers to picking up distant radio signals, they could hear California on AM radio, which never happens here anymore.
That's right.
And then that's gradually filled up, too, so it's not quite the thrill it once was.
Scott Feibusch is our guest from Feibusch.com and the Northeast Radio Watch, and we invite your calls at 617-254-1030 on the subject of radio.
Talking to 38 states in the USA and the very best provinces in Canada, it's the Steve LaValle Broadcast on WBZ News Radio 1030.
The Steve LaValle Broadcast often features radio talk with guests from radio past and present. You can hear the Steve LaValle Broadcast every Monday through Friday morning, midnight until 5 a.m. on WBZ News Radio 1030. More next time on the DX Digest. I'm Bruce Conti, 73, and good DX. Now here's Mark Durenberger.
National Radio Club.
Thanks, Bruce. Mark Durenberger here with a day-night band scan recorded in northeastern Colorado on two separate road trips. We're going to hear each of the 1A and 1B channels as they sound at night, and then we'll hear what they sound like during the day. What we're doing here tonight, in April of 2002, we're recording the night channels. We expect to record the day channels sometime in June on a return trip. And then sometime late this summer, we'll sandwich the two together so you have them for the band scan by the end of the year. We also apologize for the very brief snapshot you're going to get of each of these frequencies. Because we're doubling them up, we really don't have a lot of time to spend on each. We'll simply open the Chrysler Sebring car radio and see what we hear. We're recording with a Sony mini disc, microphone in one channel, car radio in the other. So let's get going. We begin, of course, with 640, first at night and then during the day. And KFI is starting to come in here now as it gets darker in that direction. They're mixing with WOI in Ames, Iowa, and the Norman, Oklahoma station. Well, we drove the same region during the day, but on a different date. Today is June 24th, 2002. And let's see what we have on the daytime. Nothing around here. The nearest is Moore, Oklahoma.
Slicing into the corner. This one is
AM 640, 105.3 FM.
WWLN.
The Sports Animal.
It's frustrating when your computer breaks down. Even more aggravating is when you find out it'll be a long time to have it repaired.
650 out here. Well, we're probably getting a little bit of Wyoming in there along with some WSM. Daytime on 650 Orchard Valley.
And then bounced that ball over to first, and Hilton couldn't come up with it. Station identification time. This is the Rockies Radio Network.
Rockies Baseball. This is the station bringing America's best to Wyoming. AM 650 KGAV. Orchard Valley.
Jam now for Denny Stark to work out of. Tyne runs at second, and here's Steve Cox, the number three hitter.
660.
We were told by Palestinians that they were on the most wanted list.
The 50 kilowatt station.
They were members of the Al-Aqsa Mosque.
Window Rock, Arizona, KTNN.
Organization that is associated with Yasser Arafat.
There's no daytime 660 where we are. The nearest station's in Omaha, too far away, even for the loop. 670, we start to hear Denver. Of course, Denver is protecting Chicago, and we're in the null from Denver, and so you shouldn't expect to hear too much from KLTT Thornton. And here's 670 during the day.
You're tuned to the Mighty 670's Weekend Edition, KLT Denver.
This is Matt Eldred from Mountain State Children's Home in Longmont. I want to personally thank all of the KLT listening family who have supported the Mountain States Children's Home fundraiser over the past few days.
There's 700. Embargo. You could see oil prices, which WLW. Are now about $28 a barrel, spike immediately up to $40 a barrel. Some analysts say even $50 a barrel.
Here's 700, same location, daytime.
That brings to 70.
Predominant station here very soon will be KNUS in Denver.
Custody is Abu Zubaydah, a senior member of Osama bin Laden's leadership team.
We're also hearing Bismarck and Kansas City. 710, daytime is Denver.
For more information, go to firewise.org.
KNUS, News Talk 710. Colorado's new choice for news and talk. KNUN, Denver. A Salem Communications Station.
720.
They get free travel back home, and they get
WGN still predominates.
Allowances.
Another couple of hundred miles, however, and we start to hear Las Vegas in there.
Collided at a military base in Maryland. A Navy pilot was killed. Three others injured. It happened at the Patuxent River Naval Air Center. The Pentagon says it's not clear if the planes collided on the ground or in the air.
We're using our stock Chrysler Sebring car radio here, which does a pretty fair job with its whip antenna. No 720 around here, daytime. Here's 750. And you can hear Atlanta. For long, KOL in Price, Utah. 7:50 during the day.
Usted está escuchando KMMJ 750 AM desde Grand Island, Nebraska, con 10.000 watts de potencia. Radio León.
760. Another signal coming up from Denver, as well, of course, as Detroit. Amazing. These used to be clear channel stations, remember, boys and girls? Here's 760 Denver during the daylight hours.
Board's done right.
Smokey the Bear is emailing me congratulating Denver on their getting the tour stop.
Jim Rome tour stop number 27.
Saturday, July 20th.
Cubs trying to add out of their 4-0 lead in the sixth. Let's get the pitching change with Dave.
Presentation of 760.
And Joe's left hitter Mike Matthews coming into the game for the Cardinals. Matthews has given up runs in only two of his last 18 appearances overall on the season. 1-0 with a 3.22 ERA. Lefty coming on to face a couple of left-handed batters with runners at second and third and one out. Already 4-0 Cubs.
Nice ID, huh? Here's Albuquerque fighting with Miles City, Montana. 770.
Queen was her only property at the time of her death, living instead in four different royal households.
And a little New York.
Circulation of grandson Prince Charles might move into her home. Canadian press reporter Kevin Ward is in the capital.
Well, daytime 760, of course, wipes any 770 signal that might get in here from Albuquerque or Montana. 780.
Side effects are similar to sugar.
Chicago.
Including sore throat, dry mouth.
Again, Reno on 780 is protecting Chicago. So we're looking at their now.
Clarinex or visit clarinex.com for important information.
780 with the sun up. A-10, remnants of Kansas City, some KBHB in Sturgis, South Dakota, and as the Terminator moves west, we'll start to hear KGO come out of the mud. 8:10 daytime.
NWBAP's 24-hour on-time traffic watch. Here's Jeff Allen.
Good evening, Kirk. Westbound 175 CF Hahn right about Bruton Road. We have reports of an accident there. And I-20
as
in
predicted.
South Tarrant County is running very well east and westbound.
8:20 during the day. Should be Deer Trail, Colorado. It's silent. We drove by that at one point and saw three towers, short towers to be sure, for that frequency. But the signal is vacant at the moment, at least. 8:30. There's a station in Casper, Wyoming on low power at this time of night. But the predominant garbage you hear in there is coming from Minneapolis. The signal of WCCO. On 8:30 during the day, we struggled for this one. Can you tell what it is?
Ready to flow,
8:40.
And look and feel better about yourself. Call for
you. Starting to get beat up by KOA in Denver.
8:31.
Trusted and clean together. National Weather Service and the WHAS Storm Team. News Radio 84, WHAS is your official weather station.
That's pretty good copy for WHAS out here. Considering what's barging in right next door.
Did you ever show up for work?
And that, of course, is KOA.
Feeling like the whole world
is a salad bar.
8:40 during the day, West Point, Nebraska.
No, have you changed your camping plans for the summer? We know that camping reservations were down 10% in May. They're expected to go down even further as the summer progresses. What do you think?
Still going to go camping. I'm bringing over about 150 people for a family reunion in the wilderness of Colorado. We're going to have some fun.
I don't think I will be. There's another aspect of this that hasn't been talked about. Reliable friend.
Of course, the self-titled mother of them all is right next door.
It's 9 a.m. in the Rocky Mountain West. And this is News Radio 850 KOA, Denver.
Please don't tell me you're a moderate. Moderate is an adjective. It's a qualifier. You may be a moderate conservative, a moderate Democrat, or a moderate drinker, but it doesn't tell me what you believe in.
Let's try 870. No blowtorches here. The channel around here pretty much belongs to WWL, although there is some noise coming up here from the station in Laughlin and Las Vegas, the synchronous operation. I'm not sure who else is in there. I believe Park Rapids, Minnesota has gone off the air. 870 during the day. Not much there. 880 KRBN.
45 northwest winds at 510. Partly cloudy winds tonight. Lows near 25.
Just behind us, and we're in their major low now, of course. Lexington is directly to our east. 880, of course, 50 kilowatts, almost local. 880 day and night does about the same job.
Singing sweet country, music.
That's Atlanta, sweet country music here on 880 AM KRVN, Lexington, Nebraska. More than 1,000 homes are now evacuated near Durango, Colorado, as the wildfire kicks up, fanned by winds and heat.
890.
Next up, how business gets done. Now get $100 off any Nextel internet-ready digital phone.
That's WLS.
Or call 1-800-NEXTEL-9. Offers end June 30.
The secondary station on 890 is in St. George, Utah, and would do nothing to WLS this time of night. So we're probably still hearing some daytime traffic or critical hours operations west of us. And I don't have the NRC night pattern book in front of me to pick that out to advise you. But obviously that's another former clear channel. 890 day. Well, we're in the middle of 890 signals from Chicago and Las Vegas, so we don't expect much. And that's a night-day band scan from northeastern Colorado, performed on two different dates in 2002. I'm Mark Dernberger, and we're on the road again for the DX Audio Service. Our Clear Channel band scan is heard monthly over most of this same tape, a service of the DXAS. We take email at mark@dernberger.com. We'll be back next month with more on our Clear Channel band scan. Till then, good listening, DXers.
Thanks a lot, Mark. And I'd like to remind our DX Audio Service members that if you are still sandbagging those surveys that we sent out in past editions of the DX Audio Service, where we're asking you some questions, we could sure use those back. Those help to guide us on the next couple years as to things that we're going to be doing on the magazine, things we should be doing, things we should not be doing. And of course, at any time, if you'd just like to drop us a card or a letter and tell us some of those things, we would really appreciate it. In fact, just from the surveys we've received, we're going to be starting a new column, and it's going to be called Page Watch. And on Page Watch, we'll tell you about items that myself and editors and members of the DX Audio Service see in catalogs and on websites and in other publications that we think is cool stuff. And we'll let you know about it. We don't endorse it or guarantee the items. We just let you know about it and let you decide. It's called Page Watch, and it'll be coming up on the next edition of the DX Audio Service. This is the holiday season, and I'd like to remind you that if you'd like to give a gift of the DX Audio Service, boy, we'd like to sign up some new members. And when you do sign up a new member to the DX Audio Service, you get a gift as well, because we'll add on 2 months to your DX Audio Service subscription. So not only do you give a gift, but you get one as well. We'll sign up that member, and we'll also include a card letting them know that you think a lot of them, so you're giving them one of the most fantastic magazines on radio, the DX Audio Service. Contact us here at the DX Audio Service headquarters for more details. On side two, we have a look at convention radio. That and more on the November edition of the DX Audio Service.